Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, IG them. Go ahead and you can inbox them, email them. Let them know that it's going down here on today. I want to welcome everyone. Amen. And I'm glad you tune in. I want you to continue to tune in for a word from the Lord. You know, we are already in 2022, and this month seems like it's just rolling right on out. Glory to God. But amen. We're going to go ahead, first of all, with our announcement. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind because this is ministry with you in mind. You know, there's other things that, you know, we could be doing, but guess what? We chose to go the way of the Lord and continue the word throughout the nation to his people. We want to see a generation of people saved, brought out of darkness into his marvelous light, healed, delivered, and set free. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead with my announcements. On Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. We have one word from the Lord. We have their life coach, their marriage counselor, mentors, spiritual counselor, whatever the need may be. So I encourage you to go on and hear them on Tuesday night. The word comes on so strong. The word comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure that you tune in and hear a word from Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And if you need them, go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. And if you don't have a Facebook page and you want to get in touch with them, you have any of the Wild Team members, you can contact us. We have Minister Elaine Jackson. We have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. We have Minister Kanisha Sparks. We have Minister Michelle Wilson. We have Minister Stephanie Lopez. So all you got to do is just go ahead and contact any of us, and we can get you to where you need to go. So there's no excuse. I've laid all that out if you want to get to them. Because we're in a season now where men ought always, when the Bible said men ought always pray and not faint. So we need to be in that prayer mode all the time. That's what it is. Not just, you know, okay, I'm going to pray 2 minutes today and I'm done. Now, all the time, that's praying, going, coming, in the house, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, that's when you know you're on it, doggone it. Glory to the God. So just continue to pray and seek him. And you can contact any of us, like I said, and we will get you to where you need to be. Glory to God. You can also hit them up on Facebook. Inbox them. It's Apostle, it's going to be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So you can hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you need them. Amen. And they'll get back with you. Hallelujah. And then if you move on down on Saturday, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew every Saturday. Awesome woman of God, praying woman of God. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you to listen to the word of God. She prays it. She preaches it. She sings it like God gives it to her. He gives us songs, and these songs are so anointed. They'll destroy yokes, and they'll lift you where you're heavy laden. So I encourage you to hear her every Saturday at these times. I'm going to give you the numbers to the shows in just a few minutes. Glory to God. And then if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. Yes, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power. And that show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the second Hour of Power will be Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author. She's published her second book. Oh, glory to God. I told y'all it was coming. If you have not gotten the first one, you can get both. Glory to God. Because they are available, both. If you don't know how to get them, we are going to help you, amen, all the way down the road to get them. Because we want everybody to have the books and read them. They're a good read. So I encourage you to get number one and number two. It will help you, amen, to get through your day. It will help you to get to whatever you need to get to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you don't know how to get it, I will give you a number, hallelujah, on her show. If you want to call in and just say, you know, I can't get your book, you know, and she said she'll let you know, said I'll get back with you later. Do you mind? Glory to God. But just call in and find out what's going on, because she's going to teach the word. She's going to preach the word. She's going to tell it like it is. Hallelujah. Nothing shame over here. No shame in the game. Hallelujah. My glory to God. The word will be taught and preached just like he giveth to each of us. You know, everybody's on one accord. Hallelujah. They're preaching the word from the Bible. Hallelujah. And as in their prayer time, when he gives it to them, tell them how to deliver it. That's what you do. So I encourage you to go ahead and hook up with her and get a book. Hallelujah. Number one and number two. Glory to God. And if you move on down, I encourage you to come on and partner. We still got slots open. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Now, you know, some of y'all can say, well, you know, yeah, I need my $25. But you want to be blessed, you know, because you want God to move in your life. You know, you can't buy the ministry. You can't buy the word of God. But guess what? You can sow and help the word of God to help others to further on the ministry. And you can be a blessing to others. So, you know, you come on and join in. Glory to God. And watch and see how God bless you. My God, my God. I'm going to go ahead right now and I'm going to give you the number. This number that I'm giving you is to the Tuesday night show. Glory to God. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse is 1-213-943-3394. That's every Tuesday. And you can also call in on Saturday under that same number and hear Evangelist Elder Bertha ask you. Now I'm going to give you the number for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, 1-347-945-5041. And I encourage you to call in and listen and hear what the Lord is saying. God is saying so many things. You don't want to continue to miss out on what he's saying. You can see as everything is going on, you know, you need more of him in your life. Hallelujah. You need less of the TV. You need less of the gossiping. Hallelujah. Because I know, you know, everything can't stop all at once. But you got to work your ways towards it. Oh, my God, my God. You know, when he calls some of us out, you know, some were dibbling, dabbling still in that same old place. But, hallelujah, whenever you learn more and you learn more about him and you learn more about the word of God, then you begin to come on in for real. Hallelujah. Just tell it like it is. You know, you were in and out, lukewarm, up and down, all around. But you also decided to hold up, wait a minute. Okay, I know too much about him to do it like this. So what I'm going to do is time for me to go in fully, fully committed, totally committed. And that's what you did. So, you know, I understand. Glory to God. But I encourage you to come on in and do what he's calling you to do and hear the shows. And you can press the one and come in, and they will give you prayer if you need it. You know, and sometimes people say, well, I don't want them to know who I am. Forget that. We're in a season now. I don't care. The word of God is going to go forth. It may not sound like some want it to sound, but as long as he's pleased, then that's all that matters. And he's pleased and it touches the lives of those that he have within my hand, then that's fine. And that's where you got. That's what you got to understand. As long as I need this prayer, and I'm gonna call in, and I'm gonna get this prayer, I don't care who knows it. I don't care who knows it. It's my voice. I don't care. They can go and talk about it. You let him deal with those, the naysayers. Let him deal with them. Hallelujah. Because those that tell you, well, you know, I knew that was you that called in for prayer, those are the main ones that need the prayer. So don't be afraid in this season to call in and get prayer if you need it. Hallelujah. Don't ever turn prayer down. Hallelujah. Not from when you know it's coming from a group of people who pray and they seek God and you know they walk the walk and they talk the talk. Don't ever turn it down like that. I know there are some you don't want to pray for you. Yes, I understand. I got you. But there are some that you know that's doing the right thing, those that are walking right, like I said, and talking right, and those that stand up for what's right. So why wouldn't you get prayer? Know that you can come and you can get delivered and you can get healed and you can get set free. Don't turn it down. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get ready for prayer here. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1 and I'll bring you in. Glory to God. God is good, not some of the time, but all the time. You may not have got Santa Claus under the tree. Hallelujah. But just know, he's still good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You may not have got all of the 3-point whatever carat you wanted ring and the necklace that shines like new money, but guess what? He's still good. You may not have even gotten the Mercedes that you wanted. It's okay, but just know he's still good. And do he still own it? Yes. Can he still give it to you? Yes, he can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody press the 1, so I'm going to go ahead up and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have allowed us to come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for you call such a time as this, Lord God, to seek your face and hear your voice through the prophet and the men and women of God, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. And we give you glory, O Lord. Father God, we lift your name up on high because you are so worthy, Lord God, to be praised. And we give you the highest hallelujah praise, O God. Father God, we call those back, those that are backslidden, Lord God, because they didn't receive what they thought they should have received, Lord God, last year. Father, we call them back, Lord God. As they have been saying, they've been praying and they've been seeking and it just things wasn't happening for them, Lord God. And they went astray because it said your marriage is a backslider. For all those that have backslidden, oh God, we call them back in right now in the name of Jesus to continue on the prayer. Continue on seeking you, Lord God. If you have not given it to them right then, it just might not have been their time. But Father, we call them back in, Lord God. We say, release them and let them go. Loose them right now and let them go. Let them come back in and begin to serve you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we stand in the gap, Lord, for those, Lord God, who don't think that there's no way, oh my God, that you can love someone like them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a lie and the truth is not in it, because he said he loved everyone. Jesus so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So no matter where you are and what you have done, he still loves you, and he's calling you, hallelujah, in for such a time as this, to come on in, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord God, we knock down the door right now in the name of Jesus, for those that feel like they've been bound up and can't go no further. In the name of Jesus, we say every chain shall break. Loose them and let them go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have been bound up in their mind, in the name of Jesus, we say loose them and let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus, for he said he'll give them peace in their mind. No more turmoil in their mind. No more not sleeping at night. All because you're worried about a bill. You're worried about a man. You're worried about a woman. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord, give them peace. Let them know, Lord God, that you are the Prince of Peace, and nothing catches you by surprise. In the name
name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing on this day. You're healing those that have a hurting heart. In the name of Jesus, they don't think, Lord God, that you love them. Because, Lord God, everything that they've done, there it is again. But don't let the devil keep fooling you. He loves you with an everlasting, unconditional love. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, Lord God, because we know that we serve a God that's more than enough, that's willing to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So let it go. In the name of Jesus, he'll give you your heart desires. Stop chasing after stuff and chase after him, and he'll add all this other stuff to you, and you won't even have to pay for it. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, he'll prick men's hearts. He'll prick their hearts and let them give it to you. In the name of Jesus, so stop chasing after stuff and chase after him, because he's right there. He's waiting on you. You ain't waiting on him. He's waiting on you. In the name of Jesus. So when you go in your secret place, in your prayer room, in the name of Jesus, you call on him. Don't call on the house. Don't call on the money. Don't call on the car. Don't call on the man. Don't call on the woman. In the name of Jesus, you decree and you declare a closer walk with him, and you got to mean what you say. In the name of Jesus, because sometimes you'll go in your secret prayer closet and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. The next thing you know, you done broke out and said, Lord, I need a bigger house. I need another man. Oh, my God, my God. You lost your train of thought in the name of Jesus. But pull on his coat in this season. He don't mind you pulling on him. Glory to God. He said he'll come right on in. He'll suck with you. He'll sit with you. He'll tell you what he wants you to do. He'll tell you what to loose up and let go. He'll tell you how to do it. He'll tell you when to do it. He'll tell you where to do it. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When you go in your secret closet, stop going in all the time, Lord. Give me this, Lord. Give me that. Just give me, give me, give me. And let me help you out. When you do go in there, glory to God, I'm going to tell you the thoughts going to come. And they're going to come. But you turn and say, oh, hold on, wait a minute. That is not what I'm praying about. Lord, turn this thing around. I came in here because I want a closer walk with you. Hallelujah. I want to draw closer to you, Lord God. Not worrying about what happened over there. Not worrying about what happened last night. Not worrying about what happened last week. Not even worried about what they're doing over there. Glory to God. When you do those things, then guess what? And you draw closer to him, he'll draw closer to you. We're in a season now where we got to draw closer to the Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Draw closer and closer. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You can't worry. Hallelujah. But you got to draw closer to him. He's the one that holds the key to everything. Not some things, everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you go in your secret prayer closet, say, Lord, I'm here. I commit. I'm totally committed, Lord God. If I'm not totally committed, then Lord, help me to get committed. This thing, whatever it is hanging over me and blocking me, Lord God, move that thing out of the way so I can get closer to you. I want to draw from your strength. Hey, my God. Lord, I want to draw from the knowledge and wisdom. Oh, my God. You say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God. I want to draw closer to you. Hallelujah. He will hear you every time you speak. And if you don't think he heard you, pray it again. It's okay. He likes to hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some people said, don't ask. Well, if I don't ask him, who am I going to ask? He holds the key to everything. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's someone who had a knee injury a few years ago. Hallelujah. I hear him saying a few years ago. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it never did get right. Well, on this day right here, I'm going to pray for you, and it's going to be healed. Hallelujah. If you're on the line, you can press the 1, whether you're on web or whether you called in. Amen. It don't matter. Hallelujah. You can contact me if you're on the web, on Facebook. Inbox me. But I know for a fact that you're on this line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And you had a knee injury a few years ago, and it didn't get well. Hallelujah. Well, if that's you, go ahead and press the 1. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray for it. Hallelujah. So you can get healed from that thing. Hallelujah. Because it's causing you to walk and it's causing you to stagger. Amen. They think you're drunk, but it's not. It's that knee you're trying to get straight so you go from side to side. Oh, good God Almighty. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, right now, that the old knee injury, Lord God, that they had years ago, Lord God, that is straightened up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you can bring every joint back into place because you created it. But by your stripes, they are healed, healthy, and whole. So we decree and we declare, Lord God, every joint, every bone out of place. We said, Lord God, put it back in place right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't be staggering around no more. Tell the devil he thought he is a lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and we'll get in our word. If you would, turn to me to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Hallelujah. The title of this message is God Can Transform Anyone. Hallelujah. Let's just talk a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God transformed all of his Christians into his people into Christians. Some of them. Not everybody. Some came, you know, when he called. Hallelujah. But they were in and out, like I was saying earlier, up and down. But they came. And when they came and got totally committed to the Lord, they decide, you know, let's walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Not saying you're perfect. Huh? Hallelujah. But there's not perfect than but the Father. Hallelujah. My God. So, you know, he can transform anyone. You know, they say, well, you know, she ain't going to never change. She going to always be the same. I remember, hey, man, just a short testimony. And won't get in the word. We got it. Glory to God. Just hold on. Hallelujah. When I went to, it was called then remediation classes. Hallelujah. And me and one of my siblings, we used to go, amen, to the other class, but I went to the one that was closer, amen, to the town of Alabama that's going down. I went up, glory to God. So I told this teacher, I said, well, you know, it's time for me to move on because I've been going to this class for a long time and these classes and having these classes and, you know, I'm just having the remediation classes, just taking them. You take math and all that science and you take all that over because, you know, how when you get out of school and you don't, amen, continue on that thing, then it get kind of stale in your mind. Say, glory to God. Because if you don't continue on in the word of God, then what happens? Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God. And I said, what I'm going to do is it's time for me to go on and take the test to get ready to go to college. I said, I wanted to go to college. I said, so I'm going to go on and I'm going to take a test. And she said, well, you know, okay. She said, all right. So her other colleague came in and the one that's over the program and the teacher was there also. So, amen, one thing I can say, I got a sharp ear. I thank God for the sharp ears that he's given me because I can hear. And I heard somebody say, she sure can, but that's all right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so they were standing and they were talking and they said, you know what? She said, well, she said this is ugly. She's not going to come back, you know, much longer because she's going to take the test and she's going to go to school. You know, she's going to get ready to go to college. And the other one said, well, she won't make it. She sure won't get in. That's what she said. I said, oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I said, okay, sister, you know, I didn't say nothing to him. I walked on out the door, went on. that next day, amen, when I got ready, I went on down to the school, took the class, and amen, and you know, and I took the test, and I got in, amen, and I came back. I went back the next night. Hallelujah, glory to God. I went back the next night and told them, you know, I had got my schedule and got everything. I was good to go, ready to go. And I went back and told them, I said, tonight, and I went on with the class. I said, tonight is my last night. I said, because I am going to college now. I got in. Oh, did you? I said, yes, I did. Thank you. Okay? And that was the end of that. So you see what I'm saying? He can change it. He can make anything all right. He can change it. He can transform it. He can shake it. He can shift it. He can pull it out. He can pull it down. Anything he want to do, he can do it. Hallelujah. So he can transform anything he want to transform. Hallelujah. He can transform people. Hallelujah. So we're going to see right here where he transformed Saul. Oh, y'all know the story of Saul. Y'all know. And Saul, he was terrible. He was awful, but he transformed him. But let's find out what's going on in the word right here. Chapter 9, I'm going to start at verse 1. Glory to God. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. He was determined. When he went unto the high priest, he was just coming against Christians and all that. He was just coming against them, dragging them out and, amen, killing them and just doing different stuff, executing them. And he went to the high priest. So he, and what they did, hallelujah, you're going to find out in this story. So let's read verse 2. And this desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. So he wanted, he spoke strongly against Christians. He didn't like them. He wanted to kill the believers. It didn't matter. So that's what he was set out to do. He was going to go get them. He was going to bind them, and he was going to bring them back over there. Glory to God. So let's see what happened. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Now, you know what light that was. No, it wasn't, lightning. No, That was the light from heaven that shined down. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He was saying, why do you persecute the Christians? You know, they still do that now. They may not kill them, but they persecute them with their mouth. They even say, well, you know what? She can't preach. He can't preach. She don't know what she's talking about. He done told you to keep your mouth off God's folks. Glory to God. Keep your mouth off God's people. Hallelujah. Because you don't know. He may be in the process of transforming them. Glory to God. But you can say, oh, well, and if they do something wrong, oh, my Lord. Well, you know, they call themselves a Christian, and they doing that. Understand, they're not perfect. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. So you're going to make some mistakes along this way. But just apologize. Hallelujah. Don't go and tell one lie to cover up that one, and then another one to cover up that one, another one to cover up that one. Don't do it. Just go ahead and say, you know what? I made a mistake. Yes, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry. Just go ahead and keep it moving. And he said, why art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against a prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? No, you're scared then. Jesus came in on the scene, so now he's going to get scared. No, don't get scared now. Don't get scared now, okay? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told to thee what thou must do. So he told him to get up, but guess what? Saul was blind. He was blind. Hallelujah. So he got up, but they had to walk him, amen, to where he had to go because he couldn't see. He was stricken with blindness. Hallelujah. Now you see, that's what happens. You know, understand, let me just go back and tell you this. This is New Testament here also. You see, he was persecuting God's people. And look what happened to him. He's stricken him with blindness. So I'm telling y'all, make sure you hear this really, really well. Be careful how you come against God's people. Glory to God. And be careful when you hear the street committee talking about they did this and they did. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful. You know, because he ain't playing. Hallelujah. He want his word to go forth. He want his people to go out and teach others about a man named Jesus. So you shouldn't be cutting them down. Glory to God. You know, you get paid by him to do this ministry. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you got a seat in the kingdom of God to do what he called you to do. Yes. By people, no. Because some, hallelujah, they can get delivered, they can get healed, they can get set free by the woman and man of God. Amen. Lord, okay. Amen. Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, and then, you know, on down in other ministries, and they won't even come back and give a dime. No, you can't pay for that healing that you got. But guess what? You can give them an offering so they can help the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't do that. I know you can. Glory to God. I'm not talking about going get, look, back in those days, they gave what they had. They gave chickens and ducks and turtles. No, you ain't going to put no chicken in the mail. Amen. Glory to God. I know you ain't going to wrap no chicken up and put them in the mail or something to them. Okay? Come on, man. Okay? You ain't going to go out there and get the best sheep you got. Hallelujah. And put them on a train and sell them to them. Come on, now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that was when they did what they could back in those days. But now you money. Hallelujah. Yes, I hear you can use gift cards. You use money. That's what you do. Let's move on down. And verse number 7. And the men were which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. See, they heard it, but they didn't see no one. They just heard him talking, and they heard it. Now, come on. You know, they heard the voice. And you know, think about it. Hallelujah. They were following Saul, you know, so they didn't know Jesus, but they heard his voice when he spoke. Now, you can say, well, I don't know his voice, but you know right from wrong. Hallelujah. And I've always been told, hallelujah, if ain't no sin in it, then you can do it. Glory to God. If it's something crazy, now, he ain't going to tell you nothing crazy, not go out there and walk out in front of a bus. Because if you do, you're going to get smashed. I'm going to tell you that. So if you listen real close, you spend time with him, you'll hear what he says. Let's move on to verse 8. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. Now, you see, he had to be led, glory to God, because guess what? He had been stricken with blindness. Do you see? Let's move on to verse 8. 9, I'm sorry. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. See, he didn't know what to think. He was just, think about it. He was toe up from the floor up. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. Now they had to lead him by the hand. Okay, he couldn't persecute nobody else then. Glory to God. He couldn't say, go ahead and get him. He wasn't talking that then. Hallelujah. When they were leading him by the hand around. Glory to God. Okay. Verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. Oh, so now, okay, you want to pray it? Oh, really? Glory to God. He was telling him to go, Ananias, go. This is where you're going to find this man. And he was giving them some complete instructions. You know, I think sometimes when you're praying, then he tell you one thing, and then you'll get up. You don't listen to the whole instruction. Okay, I got to go. My show coming on. I got to go. Somebody knocking that door. Well, let them knock. If you ain't that present with the Lord, I don't want to come out of it. I want to hear what he's saying. I don't be still so I can hear. I want to get it all. I don't want just part of it. If he tell me, you know, okay, I'm going to give you $500, but then he may tell you, hold up, somebody else coming and they're going to give you more. You know, I just use that, hallelujah, glory to God. They're going to give you more. Well, see, you missed the other part he's going to tell you. He may tell you, well, you know what, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go over there and I want you to talk to Sister Sarah. This is what you tell Sarah, okay? and then you miss the other part and the then. Glory to God. So you got to be still and just listen what he's saying and get the whole thing. Don't just get half a subtle. A half a subtle thing going to do you no good. Glory to God. You need to get it all. Let's move on to verse 12. And had seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And there he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on the name. He said, hold up. You know, he was saying, I done heard what he did. You think I want to go over there and talk to him? But, you know, if he tells you to do something, if Jesus tells you to do something, you hear the Holy Spirit talking to you, telling you to do something, then understand, he ain't going to put you in harm's way. He ain't. So he had him ready to go, amen, and talk to Saul and lay his hands on Saul. You know, at that point, I can imagine, you know, he wasn't going to reject him because guess what? He wanted to see again, so he wasn't going to reject him. But he heard all he had done, and all he wanted to persecute Christians and execute them and all different stuff he wanted to do to them. Let's move on to verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. He telling him to go. He said, go on. I done chose him, so he is good. He is ready. He's going to be ready when you get there. So go and lay your hand on him so he can be healed. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went this way and entered into the house. And putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in thy way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. See, he explained to him. But he said he had seen him in a vision, but he said, okay, hold up. Now I'm telling you, he sent me, okay? Just think about it. He wanted to make sure that he know he sent me over here to do this. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. See, he was baptized also with the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. So see, God transformed him from Saul to Paul. Glory, ain't that awesome? He can transform anybody that want to be transformed. Glory to God. But, you know, I believe sometimes, I'm just saying, you know, it's the word. Yes, it's the word. Listen. Sometimes you don't want to be transformed because you're scared. Because I remember a time when we were at this place and we were standing outside and we were greeting people and we were praying for people, just praying for them. We was at a store, me and this other lady, amen, and we decided we were going to go out ministering. And she was ready and I was ready to go, okay? I told her, I'll meet her there, and I did. And we were praying for people, And so this guy came along. And we said, you know, do you want to be saved? You know, do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he said, no. He said, I'm not ready yet. And so we said, huh? He said, I'm not ready yet. Well, she said, well, can I pray for you? Hallelujah. He said, I'm not ready yet. But little did I know, so I went to this church, and this particular person was a deacon on the deacon board. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Now, I don't know if he just didn't want us to pray for him or he said he wasn't ready. Hallelujah. But he was a deacon on the deacon board. I said, okay, maybe he just didn't want us to pray for him. You know, that was fine. That was fine and dandy, you know, because if they receive it, he should shake the dust and go on, glory to God. And then I learned some other stuff, which I'm not going to say, but I learned some other stuff, and I see why he said he wasn't ready yet. He was just on there, oh, hallelujah, on the deacon board. Why, I don't know, but amen, glory to God. Well, we're going to move on from that, hallelujah. But, hallelujah, we said, you know, he said he wasn't ready. But then a couple of people came by, and we did pray for him. And, yeah, sure, you can pray. So we did. We did what we were supposed to do. And we didn't try to push nothing on him, no more, no less. And then we left. And that's what you do. If he wasn't ready, we didn't push it. Let's move on to verse 19. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. So after he had got baptized and everything, then he started to eat. Hallelujah. Because then he could see again. He was transformed. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? They couldn't believe their eyes. You know, when God changes you and make you over, some people are just not going to believe it. They can remember everything that you did, every club that you went to, everyone that you went with, everything. They can remember everything there. But they can't remember nothing over here that God is doing a mighty work. Because he said he can transform anybody that he wants to. You may have to go through a time of trials and troubles and tribulations. But guess what? God will transform you. So if you open up your heart on today and allow him to transform you, he can do it. Now, I know a lot of you under the sound of my voice say, I'm already a Christian. That's good. But can you go out and reach back and get somebody else? But understand now, if you had been completely transformed and you ain't stopped cussing and doing what you want to do, then don't go out there trying to transform, get somebody else transformed to know a man named Jesus, because he can transform anybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know I've heard, you know, maybe a few years ago, you know, they say he won't never change. And I said that, and I remember, hallelujah, about teaching an old dog new tricks. Say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, that's not true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that dog want to learn, he will learn the new trick if you keep on teaching him. But you can't get to him one time and expect for him to do it. Hallelujah. Because I know sometimes you got to go through that transformation. Hallelujah. What Saul went through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To conform you, to change you, to transform you, to mold you, to make you. You have to go through a valley experience. But he's transforming you. Hallelujah. It ain't going to happen all at one time. If you ain't used to reading the word of God, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, it's going to take you a little bit to get to where you will read it every day. Hallelujah. So I say to you, don't try to just read a whole bunch, hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to read 5, I'm going to read 10 chapters. But you don't know nothing that you read. Now, those that got a few years on them, you know what I'm saying, and they used to, then you can do that, hallelujah. But those that don't have that much, hallelujah, yet, then they can't do that. So just start where you are, and he can use what you got. Good God Almighty. Let's move on to verse 22. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews with death in Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. Uh-oh, look what happened here. They get ready to come against him, just like he came against the Christians. Now the tables are turned. But this is what I want you to see right here. But their lying awake was known of Saul. And they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Okay, you see right there, they were setting up just like he was killing them and dragging them out. They were getting ready to get him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They said, hold up. You know, he killed Christians and he was dragging them out. So now we're going to get him. But here's the thing. Look what God did for him. Let's read this right here real quick. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. You see what they did? They were going to kill him. But, hallelujah, someone overheard them saying what they were going to do. They waited out there by the gate. They were just to show when he come out, then they were going to kill him. Listen, people can kill you with their mouth. Hallelujah. They may not literally kill you, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But they can kill a Christian with their mouth. So just be careful how you're talking about God's people. You see right here, God
transformed Saul, but still, even though after he transformed him, there was some that don't believe, but that was okay. Hallelujah. He was going to go on and go on. Just understand. Just think about it. He was going to go on and he was going to do great and mighty works. It didn't matter. But that's what he got to do. He got to transform you. Even though you have to go through that pit, go in that pit. You have to go through that valley experience. Just think about it. Moses was a murderer. Think about it. But he used him to free the slaves. To free them. Glory to God. He still used them. It's just that Abraham doubted God. Hallelujah. He and Sarah still are waiting on God. They were going to go on and try, hallelujah, to go ahead and do things on their own instead of waiting on God to bring them the promised child. So they were going to go and try to make the promise happen before the promiser makes it happen for them. Just think about it. But he went on and he was found the father of faith anyway after all that he went through. Just think about it now. Understand, he will do it. Look at Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. But was restored by Jesus back in the ministry, filled with the Holy Ghost, and did mighty miracles. So it don't matter what you did. It don't matter where you are. Some said, well, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm not ready yet. I'm going to wait till I let this go, and I'm going to wait till I let this go. I'm going to wait till I let this go before I come to Jesus. You may not have time to let none of that go. You know, you better come to him and come to him now. Glory to God. But you can't let it go by yourself. But you're going to need help. Even people praying for you, but you got to have a willing heart. You got to have a mind made up to want to come to it. So look at all these, how he used them in the Bible. Look at Samson. Glory to God, huh? Samson did stuff that he wasn't even supposed to do. But guess what he did? Whenever they stricken his eyes with blindness, they cut his hair because he fell in love with some woman, hallelujah, glory to God, that betrayed him just for a few coins, glory to God. Yes, he did. And then they had Samuel, and Samuel prayed and asked the Lord to give him strength so he can destroy their palace. That's what happened, and guess what? God honored that, even though at the end, he still honored that. Glory to God. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. So you see, he can use anybody he want to use. Nobody's perfect, but he can use you. He can transform you. Glory to God. Yes, he can. He transformed Saul. After all he had did and persecuted the Christians. Yes, he did. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. From whom all blessings flow. Glory to God. He can transform anybody he want to transform. So understand, hallelujah, we serve a God that can transform you. He transformed me. He transformed others. Glory to God. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Even though people may not believe that you have transformed, and some don't, some won't, but guess what? You don't let that stop you. You continue on down the road with Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the word on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed us real good, Lord God. Let this word, Lord God, write on the table of our hearts, Lord, so we sin not against thee, oh Lord God. And knowing, Lord God, that you can transform anybody you want to transform in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, who have lost loved ones, God. We pray, Lord God, that you bring them back and give them strength and power, and let them know that you're still here. You still, Lord God, watches over their soul. You still, Lord God, are in charge. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know that he is in control, and he can transform anybody he want to transform. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. The invitation to salvation. Amen. Just know that it's your time to walk in your season. You know, some you've been walking in a place where you don't belong. You don't even fit in, and you're trying to figure out why. That's why. It's not your place. You belong on this side with Jesus Christ, not on the other side. Hallelujah. Not on the other side with the devil, you belong over here on this side. So I encourage you,
to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Make me, Lord, and make me a disciple for you, for Jesus Christ, to go out and tell others about a man named Jesus. Father God, I repent for all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those that said the prayer of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Go and get in your Bible, believe in church, where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived. Hallelujah, glory to God. I know you're saying some ain't going to church now, but you can listen online. It's just so many people are going to the parking lot. Listen, you can get anywhere you want to get to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. You don't make excuses. Hallelujah. You can come to these shows and hear the word of God on Tuesday night. You can hear it on Saturday night, on Saturday evening. You can hear it on Sunday. Hallelujah. And then start all the way back over again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next. So tune in and hear the word from the Lord, from Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. We'll see you back on next week. Have an awesome rest of your day. Amen.